everyone. Welcome to Real Reiki, Real Life, Real Spirituality. This interactive radio show focuses not only on Reiki, but on all topics of spirituality, as well as self-healing, self-empowerment, through loving and inspiring messages. This show is unique in that you can submit your comments and questions you would like aired and discussed on the show via a recording of your voice by going to www.realreikirealife.com. You can also schedule distant healing sessions with me online by going to that same website, which is www.realreikirealife.com. I am your host, Patricia Keene, ready to love, inspire, and serve you today. Hey everyone, welcome to this episode where we are going to talk about a very serious topic. That topic is competition. And I know I have recorded a podcast on this topic a while back, but the time has come again where I kind of need to put it out there again regarding competition and the work that we do. And before I began this podcast, I had to clear ground and do a ceremony with prayer before I began recording because the spiritual mama bear in me has kind of come out regarding this topic. There's been a lot of personal stuff that I've observed, not just with myself, but others that are light workers out there. And I can't record my podcasts coming from that kind of energy, the mama bear, spiritual warrior type of energy. So the topic is serious enough that my intention is to be firm yet loving in what needs to be said regarding this. It needs to be said that we have to be very careful about what we are putting out there when it comes to other healers in our area or people that we perceive to be as competition. We have to be so careful about that, and I can't stress that enough. All of us who are light workers, who claim to be light workers or healers, know that it's all about the energy we put out there, right? We work with energy. We use it to help other people. But yet that same energy can be used to harm other people. So we're going to do a short little exercise right now to tune in and see maybe where you are at in this moment of time regarding competition. So go ahead and just close your eyes and take a deep breath and just exhale out any stuck, dense energy that may be hanging out in your physical body, in your spiritual body, your mental or emotional body. Deep breaths in and just concentrate on your breathing for a moment. And if you're attuned to Reiki, place your hands on your heart. And if you're not attuned to Reiki, go ahead and still place your hands on your heart and just tune into your heart space at this time and just breathe for a moment. And whenever you're ready, go ahead and think about whoever it is that you perceive is your competition. Think about that person and then make note of any feelings that arise. It's very important to be honest with yourself during this exercise, because if you're not honest with yourself, then you're going to unknowingly contribute to this energy of competition that is existing out there right now amongst us healers. And then when you're done, open your eyes and write down what came to you. Did you feel anything less than towards what you consider your competition? And if you did, then that's a wonderful sign that you can go inward and find out what it is that needs to be healed within. And most likely, I will say 9 times out of 10, the root emotion is fear. When we begin this work, we want so badly to help others. We want so badly to be successful in what we do because we've put a lot of time, energy, and sometimes a lot of money into learning our different modalities. And we've also worked on ourselves, hopefully. Hopefully we all are working on ourselves before we try to help other people. But we've put a lot of energy into being what we have been called to do. And I think sometimes what can happen is when that air of competition comes up, meaning you notice that there's another healer in your area that seems to be doing better than you, or you perceive them to be doing better than you, it can bring up or stir up a lot of emotion. So if there is something that came up for you when we did this exercise, I urge you, it is so, so important to go inward and find out the root cause of that emotion. And you're all healers, so you know how to heal these emotions. You know how to work with it so that you can transmute it where it is not doing you any good, nor is it doing anybody else any good. You all know how to do that. If you've been trained in Reiki, if you've been trained in any other kind of energy modality or even spirituality, this is the root of what we believe in. The root of what we believe in is healing ourselves so that we can in turn help heal other people. And part of healing ourselves is being willing to acknowledge any kind of less than emotions that might pop up in regards to ourselves and in regards to other people. That is the true calling of a healer. None of us are perfect, and none of us should be pretending that we're perfect. We're all human beings just like everybody else walking this planet. And because we are human beings, we are susceptible to human emotions. And this is why we need to check in continually with ourselves to figure out where we might have unknowingly started feeling certain energies towards people. So with that said, again, I urge you to go inward and heal whatever might come up for you if you're feeling this air of competition. So knowing that and knowing the tools and whatever that you have at your disposal, please go out and do that. It is so imperative that you change the energy that you're putting out there. And I'm going to go forward on with this topic in many ways because I do feel it's important to that. I stress why there is no competition, why us healers need to let go of that lower vibrational emotion of competition. In fact, I wish we could just strike that word out of our vocabulary because it has no place in the spiritual community. It has no place in Reiki. It has no place in energy work. So I was very, very fortunate when I began my spiritual journey to have a wonderful, wonderful Reiki master teacher who literally drummed into our heads. I'm just giggling when I think of her because I can see her now in my mind's eye with her drum walking around the room to all of us students and drumming and talking to people and telling them about why there is no competition. So she literally did drum this into our heads. And well, I'm going to drum it into your head now. Okay, you guys, I am going to say it like she said it to me once upon a time. There is no competition. None. There is no competition. Now, you might be asking yourself, but, how am I going to be successful without putting that competition out there? Because really, we've been programmed our whole lives for competition, right? A lot of people participate in sports where there's tons of competition for the winning team or losing team. You know, any kind of games we play with people, there's always an air of competition. So we've been programmed since an early age to always think in the energy of competition. And that can easily spill over into our spiritual work if we're not careful. Or if we've never maybe had a spiritual mentor like I did with my Reiki master teacher, who stressed the importance of not being competitive in this work. So I do want to put something out there that my Reiki master teacher said to me and that I feel is very, very important to put out there right now again. And that is, there are not enough healers for all the people in the world who need our help. There are not enough of us out there to do all this work that needs to be done. Because if we think of the very definition of a light worker, the very definition of a light worker is somebody who works with the light, to help heal themselves and to help heal others. And when you work with the light, it changes who you are, how you think, how you see the world. It changes everything about you. And you get to a space of only wanting to see people happy and successful in what they do in life. And if you haven't reached that point yet as a light worker, a healer, or a spiritual person, where you can look at others and be genuinely happy for their success, again, I urge you, please go inward. The time is now that we have to heal our shadow, that we have to learn that what we're putting out there is actually going to attract what we're putting out there. So, for instance, let me demonstrate this. If you are coming from an energy of lack, meaning you feel like, oh, there's not enough people out there to come see me, they're all going to go see this other person because they've been practicing for 20 years and they have 20 years of experience under their belt. And oh no, what am I going to do? Because, you know, this person lives 5 miles from me and they practice 5 miles from me. They're going to want to go see that person instead of me. What am I going to do? How am I going to make myself stand out above this person? See where that goes? That's kind of coming from a place of fear. Fear is the root cause of all of our negative energy that we might be pouring out there. So back to this fear energy. How can we change our mindset if you're thinking that way? How am I going to attract customers? How am I this? How am I that? When there's always somebody going to be out there who has more experience than you. I mean, that's the reality of it, not just in this work, but in any kind of business out there. There's always going to be somebody who has more experience, who you perceive as might be better at what they do versus what you do. This is just the way it is. It's a fact of life. So we have two choices when we have that. We have one, we can learn to work with it, or we can start bringing the other person down to make ourselves look better. And unfortunately, even in the spiritual community, there are healers out there who believe that bringing somebody else down will make them look better. And if you think about it, that goes against everything that we as light workers stand for. It goes against everything that spirituality stands for. We cannot put that energy of lack out there, of fear, of believing that somebody is better than us. Because you know what? Nobody is better than us. Sure, there might be other healers out there who may have more experience than you. They may have more clients than you. But what does that matter when there are so many people who need your help? And I'm a firm believer that the right clients will be attracted to you. If you're putting out pure, loving, light-filled vibrations, the right clients are going to be attracted to you. And now if you're coming from a place of lack or wanting to be the competition or feeling like you have to prove yourself above somebody else, guess what kind of energy you're going to attract into your practice? So this is why I say it is very, very important that we check in with ourselves regularly to see if this might have creeped up on us, because it can creep up on anybody, really. One thing I really want to stress is, how about you go see this person who you perceive as more successful than you, who you perceive as having more clients than you? How about you go visit them with the energy of eager to learn? Not that you want to carbon copy yourself of this person, because that's not authentic. You want to be your authentic self and not pattern or copy somebody else. However, I am a strong believer in we can be inspired by those around us without actually carbon copying them. So how about going to this person and just kind of observing and seeing what comes up, observing what they do, observing who they are. And maybe that can be a lesson for you, like, hey, you know, this person has amazing energy. This is something that I would like to put out there as well to attract my right clients instead of somebody else's clients. And not only that, what about befriending these people? this is how I see it. You know, I personally like to see those who are successful out there and befriend them. And not because I have an ulterior motive or anything like that. It's because most of the time, the ones who are successful, and there are a few exceptions to this, but most of the time, the ones who are successful are that way for a reason. Again, there might be some exceptions to that. You know, there are some people who work with darker energies and kind of attract those darker energies and may seem successful because of that. What I'm talking about is the people who are actually working with light, the ones who practice what they preach. So with that said, befriend these people. Be happy for them. Because you know what? We can't do this work alone. Nor are we meant to do this work alone. One person cannot do all the work that is needed out there right now. It's going to take a lot of us healers to do it. A lot of us. And the best thing that we can do this moment in time is to band together. We need to be one. We need to be a part of each other. I mean, we already are. We already are one. We already are a part of each other. But this air of competition that exists out there promotes divisiveness. And you guys, Spirit doesn't want divisiveness. Spirit wants us to band together. Because you know what? There is more power in numbers than there is alone. That is a fact. So imagine what we can accomplish as healers if we can band together and help each other and lift each other and celebrate each other's successes instead of being jealous of other people's success. I believe that when you can come from that energy of being happy for other people and being truly in the moment of love and happiness for their success, that that raises your own vibration. And it's going to put you in the perfect vibration to attract those types of clients. So I've kind of gone on more than I expected to, and I did not have an outline for this as I was kind of trying to write an outline for it. I kept being told and by my guides not to write an outline, just to speak, and that they would make sure that I speak what needs to be said about this. So I hope that I was able to do that in a very loving and kind way, but yet a firm way. I also had to ask that my Sagittarius personality be set aside while I was recording this, because the Sagittarius in me sometimes just wants to say things as they are. Sometimes it's hard for me to have a filter and I just say things the way they are. And I didn't want to put that into this podcast. I wanted it to inspire people to be better, to heal whatever there is inside if you are coming from a place of competition and if you've somehow let that creep into your energy field. You guys, the time has come that we all embrace each other for whatever gifts that we've been blessed with. Because the reality is, even if you're comparing yourself to somebody else who has more experience or more clients or whatever, you're neglecting to see what gifts you have to offer. Instead of focusing on what gifts other people are offering, what about your own gifts? You're kind of neglecting that within you that is yearning to be developed. You've got it. We've all got our gifts. And it's up to us to be able to tune in and heal what needs to be healed in order to bring those gifts forward. And I can guarantee you that once you operate from the heart, from a very heart-centered place, that you will be successful, because those are the kind of healers that the universe needs right now. We need to rise up. We need to say enough is enough. We need to love, support, and truly be happy for each other, or all the work that we're doing is for nothing. I know that sounds kind of harsh. But if we believe that we're going around healing other people while putting other healers down, we're not really putting out there the kind of energy that we need to. So you guys, I close. And again, please go inward if this is something that you need work on. And don't beat yourself up about it. Don't come from a place of judgment. Again, as we know in healing work, it is so, so important not to put the energy of judgment into it. It's just important that you acknowledge it for what it is, how it might have been caused, and then to heal those areas in your life and in yourself that might have caused that. You've got Reiki. You've got other tools and other modalities to help you with that. So go out there and do it. And no more competition. There is no competition. All there is oneness, love, and a return to who we really are. Who we really are as light workers. And what we are here to accomplish. And we can't accomplish all those things that we agreed to do before we came here if we're busy neglecting our own gifts and focusing on others and putting them down. And with that, I am Patricia Keene, reminding you to always journey in light and serve with love. Namaste.
To interact with us on our show, you can submit any listener questions via email or your recorded voice by going to our website at www.realreikirealife.com and using our interactive recorder to record your question or comments there. Your voice question or email may be featured, answered, and aired on an upcoming episode for a truly interactive experience. We also offer free recorded meditations as well as other free stuff. You can also schedule distant healing sessions with me on our website to help facilitate your healing journey. Until next time, I am your host, Patricia Keene, reminding you to always journey in light and serve with love. Thank you.